three.
And now for one of my three all-time favorites.
You're locked on Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. Frosty, you weren't here yesterday, and I kind of threw something out there that shocked Heidi. It was about things you've heard during sex, someone say during sex that was awkward.
Usually I just hear sounds from underneath duct tape or in trunks. So.
It's the kicking on the trunk hood.
Right.
Awkward.
That you hear. Here's a clip of yesterday's show when I just threw that out there. Yeah, I think the strangest thing that I ever heard after sex from a woman, she was like, wow, it's just like putting in a big tampon.
Shut your mouth! What?
And I said, 1-800-955-5567. The strangest thing you ever heard in bed. Just kind of threw it out there. And no one really jumped onto it. But somebody called earlier in the show. They ended up hanging up. There's certain words that you can't use now because it's not cool anymore. And one of the words that kids are using is bomb still. It's bomb.com and stuff. And the guy called up and said that he used bomb.com last night after sex to his wife. He's like, that was bomb.com. Now, there might be strange things that you've heard in bed that you'd like to let us in on. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. If you said something, like you blurted out something, like, I can't believe I said that. Hopefully they didn't hear it.
I think one time I blurted out, did we set a price? I forget.
Do I have to pay extra for another finger?
Awkward.
Heidi said she just cries during sex.
No, after. I cried after.
Was it after, not during?
Yeah, it was after when, like, a release of emotions. It's only happened one time, but it's highly embarrassing.
Tears of joy?
With your current?
Yes.
Okay, thank God.
Yes. Of heartfelt joy or pain and regret? What
Frosty,
are the tears?
It happened so fast. I guess just a release of emotions that came out in that form. And I mean,
first time?
No. Nope.
Oh, you think maybe the first time where it's like you've lusted after somebody and you've imagined what it'd be like, and then it was everything you imagined and more, and you can't hold back your tears.
Or you expected more because you've seen movies where it's love scenes from.
This was probably.
And then it's nothing in real life.
Thank God. Year in, so love had already been. You know what I mean? That would have been real awkward to do that. Like you're having sex with somebody for the first time and she's weeping afterwards.
Well, why did you cry then?
It was a release. I didn't even know. And I was like, I'm so
sorry.
This
is being a woman. Some weird hormonal surge made her start bawling.
I mean, not even. They didn't come slowly where I'm like, well, I'm feeling emotional right now. I mean, it was just watery eyes crying.
Is that ironic? Like two lesbians having sex and one of them's bawling.
And it was me. That's right. I'm bawling.
Just use like onion flavored shampoo or something down there. I mean, if you don't know why his tears flow.
Bringing a tear to my eye. Ooh, like an onion. He's peeling it.
Your pet name is Vidalia. Not a cute name. So, what have you heard in bed? I got a text here from James. Says during sex times, instead of, yeah, that's it, I'll say, now you've done it.
Oh.
Hey.
The best line, remember Fight Club, the movie Fight Club?
Yes.
When she says, I haven't been F like that since grade school. That's like one of the best lines
that's awful.
In movie history.
Oh.
Forgot about that. Yeah.
I had a friend years
ago. Use that
tonight. Who was joking? This is a guy, Frank, used to be like a ladies man back in the day. And
used to be.
And I think I had a couple other friends who are kind of like you. Had a different chick every night. And one time he was joking about what he always said he would say after sex. He was right as soon as it's done, he'd go, there you go. Now you've got syphilis.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Sometimes other diseases he would throw in. He'd go through all of them.
Frank, didn't you say that there was a time where you were with some girl, but you were like, it was like some, and your friend was with another girl in another part of the room, and he was like watching you? And
then I didn't know he was watching me.
And he said something weird too. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was just super awkward.
Well, yeah, it was, he was in the same room with a different woman, and I was doing something over here, but it was, you know, awkward because there's people everywhere. So, you know, and it took some time, you know, for everything to get worked up.
Mm-hmm.
And, once I'm starting to get worked up, he goes, "There you go." And I'm like, "What? Why are you commenting over there?
Are you staring at me?
You need play by play."
There it is.
Because like they were already doing it, you know, and it's like, okay. And I was like, "I don't know." I'm like, "Okay, maybe I'll go ahead and do it in here." And then, there you go.
Oh.
Did that hurt?
That would have hurt.
Yeah, I was like,
stop looking.
Talk about killing it. 1-800-955-5567. Strangest thing you've heard in bed. Let's go to Jamie.
Hello. Let's just say in the heat of the moment, I said, "I'm here," instead of the other one.
Oh. Right.
I'm here.
Did it lead to a philosophical discussion? Yes, you know, we're all here to be.
So instead of saying that you've arrived or that you're on the way, you said, "I'm here. Here I am."
That's my bad.
Well, Jamie, I'm going to give you a prize.
At least
you
didn't say I'm leaving. I mean.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you tickets to go see Everclear with Vertical Horizon and Fastball at the Belasco June 28th.
Thank you so much.
There you go, Stanhope.
Oh, I'm here again.
Want to go there twice?
Never have before.
I don't think I can.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's go to Robert. Hello, Robert.
Hey, how's it going, Frank?
What happened at the in bed that was awkward for you?
It's only time high five.
High five.
The high five's awkward. I've been high fived.
But you were high fived by a guy, right? How do you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Robert, were you high fived by a guy or a woman?
No, a woman, of course.
A woman really never instigates a high five. No. It's usually a guy thing. You want to admit something?
Excuse me?
You want to admit something? Because a woman never really instigates a high five.
No, it was just funny. It was just.
Did you get a low five, five and a half, too?
I would, Frank. I was assuming it was two guys because guys would be much more inclined to high five than a woman.
Anybody else care to share? Eric, you got anything? Strange things said in bed?
Well, I told you yesterday, my wife called herself Mommy, which was a complete turnoff because she was just getting used to the fact that she was a new mommy. So instead of saying, "Come to Mama," she said, "Come to Mommy."
So it's different.
It you've
mommy.
Turned the corner. It's all downhill.
Mommy.
Let's go to Rob. Hello, Rob.
What's up, guys? So I was separated for about 3 months, and it was probably the second or third girl I was with. And when I got done, I was like, "Yes, now I know why I'm single." Didn't go over so well with her.
Didn't see a future with her, but it was good while it lasted.
It was.
Thank you so much, Rob. Anybody else have anything strange said in bed? Nobody?
A friend that was a musician. You know, America, his name starts the letter Z. Good guy. One of my best friends years
ago. Sure, yeah. Good looking guy.
And he was telling me about this this one chick he was with. He said he couldn't. One of his songs burst into his head at that moment. He started singing his
song.
And he says, "I sang all three verses, complete with a bridge and three choruses with a fade out at the end." So he did the entire love song to her. At that moment.
He was trying to be romantic and it didn't go over well.
I wanted to say
his
something.
His own song.
I couldn't think how to say it, but I knew how to sing it. So he sang an entire song to her that moment.
Let's go to Shelby. Hello, Shelby.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Strange thing said in bed.
So I was with my boyfriend. We were in Vegas and we were both pretty drunk. And I told him to take me to Pound Town. And we just were dying laughing, and we couldn't even finish.
Won't you take me to
Pound Town? All right, I'm going to send you to see Steel Panther at the House of Blues Anaheim August 19th, okay?
Oh, my God, you guys are so rad. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Stand hold, Shelby. That's awesome, though. Wouldn't that be great to have a woman say, "Take me to Pound Town"?
Yeah, she's making love in Pound Town. She's giving you permission. Make it rough.
No, that's terrible. I would never want to hear Pound.
Because you couldn't pound? Because you're like, "I really don't know what you mean."
Well, that's not very ladylike. It's not somebody I'm in a relationship with, obviously.
Frosty likes here. Take me to Quarter Pound Town, which is pretty much McDonald's.
No. I would say, "I'm sorry, you want me to take you to the pound?"
That's where you picked her up. I guess not a lot of things crazy said in bed. I figured there'd be a lot more than that.
Don't be shy, folks.
A lot of
Come
people
on.
Are calling in. I just don't know if they're what they're calling about. If it's not about strange things said in bed, because that's what I'm asking you to call about. If you're not calling about that, just hang the F up.
Mm. I'm sure a lot of people have probably said some other lover's name. That's so common. You don't have to tell us that.
You never
but I don't
say,
know how you recover from that.
Don't say names in bed. That's a just
you ever had to recover
from it?
Like, you know, you blurt out, you know, especially his name, you can't really turn into some other language.
Oh, here's James. Hello, James.
Hey, Frosty, honey, and Frank, how you doing?
So you called back. You actually started this whole conversation this morning when you guys called the show.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
So what happened?
Yeah, well, last night when I was doing a deed with the wife, I looked her straight in the eye afterwards and I said, "Dude, that was bomb.com."
What'd she say?
She's all, "Cool beans, I'm going to go hit the shower."
All right, James, I'm going to send you to see Jim Gaffigan at the theater at Ace Hotel September 9th, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Stan. Hold. I got some texts coming in. If you like to text, because you don't want to call us and tell us on the phone, you can always text the show with your comment. Text FHF, then your comment to 68683. From the 626, as she said, quote, "It's not as big as my ex's, but he never made me blank like that."
I don't know what you're supposed to say back to that.
It's like a slap and a kiss.
Thanks,
like,
but thank you not. What? Was that a compliment or a cut?
Like, the sword is small, but it's mighty.
I think I've been told that once.
Oh.
That, that it was the perfect size as opposed to being too big. Like, the last guy she was with was too big. She's like, "But yours is like the perfect piece to my puzzle."
A lot of peas in that.
Perfect piece of my puzzle.
That's what Peter Piper said.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pumpkins. Worst thing I said after sex was, "I love you." Never done that again.
No.
Mm. Oh, who's done that by mistake? Just the emotion came out. "I love you." Oh, crap. What did I say? I said, "I love you."
Because you're trying to say, "I love it."
Oh, look at Patrick. Patrick screamed out, "I love you" during sex.
Yeah, it was... It was involuntary. It was just one of those. It was so good and kind of got caught up in the emotion and kind of looked her in her eyes and she kind of gave me that, you know, sexy look. And I was like, "Oh, man, I love you."
Oh.
And then it was like, oh.
What was her reaction? "I love you too," or did she get disappointed?
"I love you too. Oh, my God, I've been waiting for that." I'm like, "Oh, no."
Uh-oh.
Did you say, "I wasn't done with the sentence"? I was going to say, "I love you fixing breakfast after we're
finished." "I love you.
Just wash your hands, please.
Make me a sandwich.
I love you even when we're done."
I'd love if you leave within the hour because I'd like to get some sleep.
Oh, so awkward.
Let's see. A lot more people texting the show than calling. And I should have some more calls. We got Armando on the phone. Hello, Armando.
Good morning, triplets. How are you guys?
Pretty good. Strange things said in bed.
Awesome. Well, you know, you're in the heat of the moment. You know, you got the umbrella on.
Mm-hmm.
And before I happened to arrive, the umbrella fell off. And the last thing I said was, "I missed the bus."
It's like code breakers.
It's really...
I missed
the bus.
The bus.
Can we get some Native American Indians? Can we translate this?
I don't know.
Wind talkers.
Yeah, wind talkers. That's what I mean. That's all we need.
Hello, Don. What was said in... Strange things said in bed.
Hi. I didn't get the "I love you" afterwards. I got a smack in the butt and good game. And then he got up and went to the shower.
That's kind of cute, though.
And I didn't even know what to do.
Did you like that?
Good game. I don't know. I didn't know how to react. I was confused.
Well, it was a good game.
Good game, yeah.
It's funny.
I mean, I was happy and I was annoyed.
That's a woman. Happy and annoyed.
Mm-hmm. I know.
All right. I'm going to give you, tickets to go to the Port of Los Angeles Lobster Fest.
Oh, thanks.
There you go. It's a 4-pack. So call some friends, okay?
Thank you. Cool. Thanks.
Stay on hold.
I don't know what's most offensive, the smack on the butt or the comment. Don't smack my buttocks.
Good game.
Let's go to Sean. This is a good one. Sean, strange thing said in bed.
Yeah. Good morning, all three of you.
Hello.
After being celibate for about 6 months, the first girl I was with, it was so intense. After the deed was done, I turned around and looked at her and said, "What do you want to name the baby?"
Did she freak out?
Well, no, but 6 months later, we were married.
Oh.
Was she pregnant?
No, she wasn't, and we're no longer married.
Oh. Oh. All right. So the happy ending we thought we had, we don't have.
You took us through a marriage and a divorce in a quick 10 seconds.
With no children.
Right.
So
that deserves tickets to go see Nickelback.
Doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Greek Theater, September 8th. Stand hold. That's her leaving you. From the 951, I've said in bed as I arrived, oh, good gravy. Oh, God. I'm going to use that one. Oh, good gravy.
Frosty, haven't you done the old googly moogly?
Great googly moogly. But enough about prom night. I haven't said it since.
Oh, she told me to F me like I'm some hoochie you don't care about.
Dang.
Did you say, duh?
You mean
doing?
Like every other time? How about that, Eric? Would you like your lady to say that since you care so much?
F me. Say it again. F me like some hoochie you don't care about.
Right, exactly.
I actually, something about that turns me on.
Because it takes you out of the element of having to make love to her because you're so into the love-making
scheme. I make love every time. So if she specifically told me, just F me like you don't care about
me. Yeah, you just met me tonight. We're never going to see each other again. You don't love me. I don't love you. Let's just have fun tonight.
I've never done that before.
It's like Tanya Tucker song. See, I'm kind of a romantic guy. I'm guessing Eric is kind of too, and that would offend me a little bit. I think it kind of turned me off. Excuse me, this is the way I do it. I'm trying to make love to you, be romantic, and take my time and pleasure. You don't want me
Frosty,
to...
Frosty, let's just pretend we're two sparrows in a hurricane.
Okay, that helps.
It's a Tanya Tucker song. You're like, what does she want me to do?
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm sort of meaning all this. You want me to not mean it? Okay, what do I do now? Love is so confusing.
It is.
Sex even more so.
She goes, I had a guy apologize to me and say, sorry about that. I didn't realize I should have brought my A game.
Wow.
Oh. It was an amazing 30 seconds. He said, sorry afterwards. Sorry about that.
I should have brought my A game.
Frank, didn't you dismiss a chick once in college? You told me that you told her in the middle, just, you know what? If you're not that into it, just get the heck out.
I think that was my ex-wife.
Was it?
She literally got out. Like, out.
Stop. You can stop now. You're awful.
I was like, this is the worst I've ever had.
Not even putting any effort.
This is when we're still married. So it probably explains a lot.
Mm. How long did that last after that comment, by the way?
I don't want to be here. You don't want to be here.
I don't think it lasts very long after
that. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
That's time to make a slush fund worse.
Yeah, you don't do that and then go, what are you thinking for dinner?
I think that actually was after the date of separation. You know, we look back and go, you know, we really weren't into it. Let's just pick the date way back then.
That night.
That night. Actually, I think we did pick our third anniversary night as the date of separation.
Which was just recently, you said.
Yeah, my toast was, how about three more and let's call it quits. That was on our third anniversary dinner night.
Very romantic.
So that was the day we just
So had. Your car lease lasted longer than the marriage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
So that's that new wife smell. What are you going to do?
Let's see. Let's go to... Oh, no. I can't get the job. Come on, Sammy. Sammy actually typed that in. There's no way I could even say what this guy said to him.
But
he told her to blanket like a man. Who?
Take it.
Glad we're not going there.
A guy tells his woman... Blanket like a man.
Oh, blanket. Oh. What? So don't?
Blank it like a man. Not blanket.
Right, right.
Put a blanket on it like a guy would. Let's see. She let out some air.
Oh, that's awful.
Could be the air mattress.
She let out some air, and then he said, what'd you say, Alex, after she let out some air?
Well, it was our first time, so you're trying to figure each other out, you know, and it was pretty loud, so I wanted to make her feel comfortable, and I just said, it's okay, I like it, do it again.
You're a gentleman, Alex. I gotta give you a prize for that. I'm gonna send you Lobster Fest as well, okay, with a 4-pack.
Awesome, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Stay on hold. We'll hook you up with the Lobster Fest tickets. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. Lisa, give us some quick traffic in quick 2 minutes.
Traffic report is brought to you by...